This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending July 19th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $248.45, which was $3.34 lower than the previous week, losing most of that on Thursday and Friday. There were 833 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was about 13% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, that was at $245.74, and it was $1.28 higher, and it makes a new all-time record high again this week. The total reported boxed beef volume was 6,584 loads, and that was 282 loads less than the previous week. The exports continued to slip. They were at 659 loads, and that was 90 loads lower than last week. The formula sales were lower also, and they were at 3,313 loads, which was about 50% of the total loads sold, and 443 loads less than last week. The outfront sales, they were at 973 loads, which was only 37 loads less than the previous week, but still way below the previous year. They averaged 1,275 loads for most of July last year. The cow cutout, which is a major source of ground beef products, ended the week about 28 cents higher, and those 90% trimmings were 41 cents lower. The cow cutout jumped about $32 since June 1st, but appears to be in a more of a sideways trading pattern now. Now taking a look at the weekly finished cattle trade, it was steady to $1 lower, but there was some firmness that developed in Nebraska. Dress sales were steady to $1 lower at $246 to $248. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,279 pounds, and that was 18 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1,279 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending July 5th, that was 4 pounds heavier at 861 pounds, and that compares to 860 last year and 846 pounds for the previous 5-year average. And the choice select spread ended the week about $5.80 on Friday, which was about $1.20 lower than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.